Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The center fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The left fielder, Boog Powell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Robin Roberts. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Robin Roberts. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jose Tartabull. Batting second. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting third. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Manny Jimenez. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Gino Cimoli. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Lau. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Wickersham. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Dave Wickersham. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Snyder for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wickersham fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Roberts fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tartabull. The throw from Brown and he is safe. Tartabull steals second. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey strikes out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Snyder. Seaburn reaches second base with a double. Tartabull scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Snyder. Jimenez reaches second base with a double. Seaburn scores. It's 2-0, Athletics. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-0, Athletics. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt strikes out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brandt. Lau reaches second base with a double. George Brunette now pitching. Dave Wickersham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wickersham hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson juggles the ball. That's an error on Robinson. Lau moves to third. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tartabull hits a line drive into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. Causey hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Valentine pinch hits for George Brunette. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike McCormick now pitching. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Jimenez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jimenez for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-1 in the game. Charles takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Charles. The throw from Brown and he is safe. Charles steals second. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Charles moves to third. Two outs. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 0-for-1 in the game. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field. Jimenez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 1 in the game. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first, with Wickersham covering, for the out. Powell moves to second. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 1 in the game. Brandt takes first base on ball 4. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Simulai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Lau hits a fly ball into right field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Wickersham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wickersham is 0 for 1 in the game. Wickersham is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tartabull takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 2 in the game. Causey hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5. With the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Johnson pinch hits for Mike McCormick. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Simulai. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Adair moves to third. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5. With the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Herm Starrett now pitching. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Seaburn strikes out. 1 out. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Jimenez hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Snyder. Jimenez reaches second base with a double. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Charles hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Jimenez scores. It's 5-0, Athletics. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gino Simulai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simulai is 0 for 2 in the game. Simulai strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-2 in the game. Gentile hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Powell moves to third. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Brandt hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Simulai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lau hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Wickersham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wickersham is 0-for-2 in the game. Wickersham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Tardabul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tardabul is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tardabul hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Tardabul moves to second. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-3 in the game. Causey hits a line drive towards short. Aparicio reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Smith pinch hits for Herm Starrett. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-3 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Tardabul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wes Stock now pitching. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Seaburn hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Jimenez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jimenez for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Charles hits a fly ball into right field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Powell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gentile hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brandt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Powell moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-3, Athletics. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Orioles 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 0-for-3 in the game. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Lau hits a fly ball into right field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. John Orsino pinch hits for West Stock. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Milt Pappas pinch runs for John Orsino. John Wyatt now pitching. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pappas moves to second. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-4 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field. Jimenez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Powell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pappas scores. Aparicio moves to third. It's 5-4, Athletics. Ted Bosfield now pitching. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gentile strikes out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 5, and Baltimore Orioles, 4. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.